No, we're not sad today. So could you give me the other intro? We're not checking into the Heartbreak Hotel this week.
Let's try this one more time. Here we go.
Ah, there we go. The classics.
There we go. Hey,
that was it. Archives. Oh my God.
Back into the archives, brother.
Jeez Louise. All right. So we're not checking in the Heartbreak Hotel this week.
Negative Ghost Rider.
I am pretty sad, though. Today's a pretty sad day for me. Well, today is my cousin's birthday who passed, and it's also the day AP passed.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, same day. So I remember it vividly when I got the call that AP passed. I was playing PlayStation, brother. And I was sitting there with my Hulkamania shirt, and then I got the call, and I started crying. But I'm not sad this week.
I was going to say, wait, Meek, you just told me to play the other intro, and then you're going to start with that
story?
Yeah,
but I'm not sad. I just, today I'm sad. I don't want to bring everybody else down, so we're going to...
Now I'm sad. You fucked it all up.
You ruined every joke I'm going to tell for the rest of the time.
Oh, man, did I do that?
Holy shit.
So is Randy, like... undashing Cody Rhodes right now?
So I think we might start doing this from now on. Like, we'll just shoot on, we'll record on Mondays and we'll watch Raw. We did that last time. We'll just watch Raw.
I wasn't here last week, right?
You weren't, and it was very uncomfortable for your friend here.
Was it last week?
I almost died.
Yeah. I was on IndyCast.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you didn't listen, go back and listen to the IndyCast episode. I just buried Ronnie Bass Jr.
That's
my favorite thing to do.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, well, look who just came in the studio. We have John Cody Jenkins.
JCJ Gear.
I'm known by many names.
Yeah. What's one of them? Daddy.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Harder.
Daddy. Yep. 100% there's that one.
One of them is not Ronnie Bass Jr. I tell you that now.
Grandpa. Ooh. You know?
Yeah. Gramps. Yeah.
Old man.
Grandpa.
Abuelo.
Yeah.
I'm not following here.
You know.
So you're like granddaddy porn?
LonelyWolves.com.
Are we on?
Hello. Get your subscription
Farmers
today.
Only me, babies. Ladies, if you're listening, I'm trying to get a nice farm girl.
So Lova, I want you to go ahead and while we're getting the ball rolling, give everybody your OnlyFans link.
AssEaton.com.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on. I was lost for a second. It's like, you found out about that? Oh, hey. Hello.
Okay. All right.
So, Randy's going to set himself on fire now.
Strike a match. He's in the bathroom right now. They zoom out. He's taking a deuce.
Taking a huge deuce. So, John Cody Jenkins on board. What's your favorite color? No, I'm just kidding. So,
hold on. Lime green.
Ooh.
Let's make love.
That's the best color.
Yeah, it's great. Nice. So we both have we're both double jointed in our thumbs. So that's how we became cool. Like, it's like, oh, my thumb is weird too.
I don't know why I thought you said double Jordan. We're both double Jordan.
Well,
I don't
you're more Jordan than I, because he's bald.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so you're Michael Jordan. And you're the Michael Jordan of making gear right now.
MJ.
Tell us about that.
It's been a journey, man. I've always loved wrestling, and who would have thunk that spandex and headaches would be my living?
Yeah, so yeah. I feel like...
Did you just say Mikey Spandex? Because you said spandex and headaches, so that...
Has Mikey Spandex bought spandex from you?
No, I believe they contacted me, but we haven't come to a deal yet.
How fucking dare you, Mikey Spandex. So, you're the local gear maker. I kind of feel like you did it with one person, and then it just spiraled out of control. Is that like... How that happened?
That's his sex life, yeah.
Hey-o. Yeah. Hey. The sound.
Whatever this is.
Give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That was perfect.
That was pretty good.
So, yeah. Was that Goldberg?
Yep.
It's me.
Did it say the dirt sheet?
Yeah, that's their, talk show. Special guest Goldberg God. Tonight on Raw. Oh, let's hurry this up. Oh, yep. My God.
Give me the... No, not that one. There it is.
There we go. All right, so...
You make gear?
I sew some shit.
So you got a sewing machine, right?
So how did that all start?
So, okay, I'm going to make this as condensed as possible. I started a Batman costume business when I lived in Colorado, and I was a manager of a deli. I worked four jobs at that point.
Nice.
When I started the business, it became five. I moved back to Florida, where I was born, continued the business, and it picked up so much with costuming that... I didn't have to pay the bills with an outside source.
Deli money.
No. Yeah, deli money was gone when I moved from Florida. Fuck that job.
Yeah. That's right. All right. You're damn right.
Place, 100%. No, but once I got down here, I knew I always wanted to get trained. I hit 24, and I was like, age is catching up quick. And if I don't get in there and get trained now, by the time, because I've always said, by the time I'm 40, I'm out. I'm done. Yeah, I don't want to be that guy out there.
Yeah.
But so when I got in there, it was a natural kind of build on to make gear. And then I've always had a thing for getting close to dude in spandex and baby oil. So
I like that.
That's like the main.
You're on the right podcast then, buddy.
Have you ever been like, have you ever made gear or like, you know, been in the process of making gear and been inebriated doing any of it?
Very good question. I was going to ask.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
No, I was going to say, like, you remember that song from Cameo where he had like the red jockstrap? What's the weirdest thing you made?
Both of those were good questions. We can't just discard one of them.
Yes. All right. So,
have I ever been
intoxicated?
Yeah. Mainly on Daniel Starling's gear, because every time he orders something, it's always.
He gets you at the right time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's always like, hey, man, I'm kind of thinking like I want some purple joints. Or like I was watching like Macho Man last night. Yes. And like that's all I ever want to be. So. But he's so much better than the piece of shit. Hey. Anyway, but so yeah, his a couple times, but normally I'm done by 5 o'clock. And at that point,
it's party time.
It's party time.
Yeah.
Pants off, dance off, baby.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And then so, what's the most outlandish gear you
Yeah,
make?
That's what because in my whole head, like on the way here, I was just like, it's got to be Cameo. He has to have made the red jock.
Mm.
I want one. But yeah, I'll get with you after the show about the red jock strap. Okay. For, you know, the thing.
I'll make anything as long as it pays.
That's right.
Yeah, I got that.
Outlandish gear, man, I don't know. I've made a bunch of stuff at this point. There's stuff that's taken hours and hours of painstaking work. I did some gear for this guy in Orlando. It's like second to none is his logo. He's a really nice guy, and he wanted diamonds. And that's the first time I had done like diamonds. And I think I glued for like 17 hours or something like
that. Damn.
That's the most outlandish. And then I made a pair of trunks recently that were so small in size, I was very confident that somebody's nuts were coming out. I got the message later, like, no, they worked out perfect. They were great, blah, blah. And I'm like, so they surprised me.
It was Azrael Rowe.
So.
Yeah, because. Yeah.
No. It was Ronnie Bass Jr.'s.
Oh, Ronnie Bass Jr.'s. So he wrestled at GCW and. The boys almost got loose, the RBJs.
Oh, the RBJs?
Yeah,
the
they almost came out.
The Ronnie Bass Juniors almost
came out.
The Ronnie Bass Juniors came out. but I seen his. His was nice. He had like that blue and gold with like the plaid on the inside.
X-Men, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, okay, so that was X-Men inspired.
Yeah, we pitched hardcore, me and Starling were like, what if we made you Beast gear? Like it was just furry blue bottoms. And he's like, nah, I don't think so.
And can he
like,
make those?
Of course.
Of course he can.
For my private class.
I can make it.
My private trunks.
Ladies, just don't be surprised if he breaks into the bathroom.
Red jock.
Beast mode.
Mm-hmm. Fuzzy trunks. Yes. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to keep the list going. So that's two so far. All right. So you're racking up right
Fuzzy
now.
Fuzzy Lumpkin.
From Powerpuff Girls.
And I'm glad you got
Brother,
that.
Come on.
Sorry. I don't know
him
why.
Him was like the first transgendered supervillain.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fire. Was fire. I didn't know what he was. Thinking about it now, was that like Satan? Like
I think he was. It's like a demon or some shit,
Fire. Nah. So, yeah. All right, so blue furry trunks, and then it spiraled into...
What spiraled?
I was wondering. I was spiral.
I'm still on the most you, so bizarre thing.
What was the first piece that when you were... I want to say you were set, right? Right? So you got your shit and you're done. You're feeling confident, right? What was the first piece that you made for yourself?
Ooh, good question.
My first gear was for myself was the worst thing I've ever seen. So like my favorite thing is people come up to me, they're like, oh, well, we know you take more time on your gear and you do. My gear is thrown together in like 20 minutes. Everybody else's gear comes top priority. My gear is like, I'll get time. I'll do it. I've really dedicated myself lately, but my first gear was this like, mix between lime green and hunter green. I was a really big fan of Arrow at the time. So like I had like a weird arrowhead with a B in it. Mm. And then I had like a strap around the leg and it was like, it was so bad when I put them on. I was like, I could wear this to wrestling. And then like my gear I made that I debuted in was made, I think a day before.
Holy shit.
Cause I couldn't figure out what I wanted to wear. And then like last minute, I was like, long tights. I'm going to put trunks over the top. And then I quickly eliminated those trunks after about three shows.
Nice.
Well,
I remember that. I remember one time you had like patented trunks over the regular tights.
That's what I did every single time.
I was like, nice.
You want to know a secret about that fabric?
What is it?
It holds all liquid.
Hey, all so of if it. You go to the pee-pee, you're going to be all right.
Well, sweat. He means
like sweat. Yeah.
Oh, oh, okay. Yeah,
so what
that
does that
too.
Smell like hello? Afterwards?
Oh, it's
horrible. You mean you wore a diaper?
I saved the...
Oh, hell yeah.
Sorry, so, we do like, that. That's our thing.
I'm a mark for myself, and I saved like gear that meant something to me, and I'm giving whatever if they hear this beforehand. But my mom, I'm giving my gear that I wore when I faced Dakota, and I had my my Granny Rick died, and she meant a lot to me, and I had her on my wrist tape, and I saved that. I framed that for her. I'm going to give that to her. And my dad was one of the people that got me into training. Mm. Like, I talked to him. He's like, if you don't go now, you got to go. And he actually paid for my training to get it done and get everything done right. So he's getting my debut gear. So, yeah, I save everything to a disgusting extent.
Ooh, yeah. Smells funky. Now, my question is, when you make a fresh pair
of J's
tights, mm-hmm. like when you put it on, like how long does it stay on for? When he's like, yeah, these are nice. And you just like walk around like, ooh,
what?
Who's that? Like you what? Look at the, you what? Look at the, so
what?
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm
just saying, you know? Like when you wear the gear, when you try it on, like do you walk around in the house? You like,
have to, yeah. So okay, I was at his house and I was just filming some stuff, right? And he's fuck got this. Question. He's got this huge mannequin. Well, this is going to your question.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's got this giant mannequin. Yes. So he tries it, right?
Five mannequins.
So he's got these mannequins. And he'll try them on there when he's done with the gear, right? Mm-hmm. Now he said he didn't have time for that because he was in a rush. Mm-hmm. So he just got naked and just tried them all and just started walking around the house.
So nice. All right, and you were there.
I do that with every pair of gear.
You get the show,
they,
man.
They personally get my boy's sweat.
He gets the Cody rub.
Yeah, give him the rub, brother. You break him in.
And that Behringer dust.
Yes. Get a little of the Behringer sauce in there.
No gear goes on me unless it's like predetermined that we're the same size. No, really, no gear goes on me.
All right, so you just like walk around probably like an hour or two. Like, yeah, these work.
I've been in my own gear for long. You know what's... funny story. So I have a bad tendency to wear knee pads when I'm doing making gear. Mm-hmm. Like I'll be in shorts, sometimes boxers. It depends on the day.
You working know. From home.
But I wear knee pads all the time because for a while there I was making a ridiculous amount of knee pad covers. So I'd slip those on to make sure everything was right, pop them right back off, and we're done. That's a lie. I do wear my gear. I wear gear before I send it.
Nice.
I just realized that.
Okay. Nice.
So I'm wearing knee pads. So my wife came home one day and... I don't know why. I thought it was funny. I'd end up putting on a championship belt. I got knee pads on, socks, boxers.
The draw.
Yeah.
And like I had tied my shirt up in a weird way.
Nice.
And like she came home from work and her honest question was, is this how you dress all day when I'm gone? And I, yeah, of course.
Freedom, lady.
Yeah, of course.
Back up off me.
Yeah.
Like this body belongs in a crop top.
You know, oh, yeah, absolutely.
She already knows.
Yeah. When you walked in, I was like, look, who the...
Where's your crop top at?
What the hell? I thought we were just going to conduct a little business.
I thought we were just going to come.
I was ready to take my shirt off. Yeah. Like we had a conversation like 5 minutes in and I was just like, why are my pants still on?
I've been in a lot of bukkakis.
Yes. Yes. Nice.
No, it's like my pants are growing on the front. Yeah. It's weird.
Jeez, what is going on tight, here? Brother. Yeah.
Getting real loose.
I want to say this is like, no, I'm not going to say this too extreme for.
Go ahead, man.
The pod.
No, I got you. Go ahead.
So outside of wrestling, gear you make. You do a lot of cosplay. Mm-hmm. A lot of the cosplay, brother. Tell me about that. How does one get into the world of cosplay?
Oh, actually, this is a pretty easy story. So when we lived in Colorado, we lived in a place that was just in the middle of nowhere. It's like a vacation town.
South Park, Colorado.
It was called Vail, Colorado is where I was from. And you're either really rich or you're a worker. There's no in between. Mm-hmm. The guy from the lead singer Metallica, met him. He lives up there.
Oh,
super
yeah.
nice guy.
Yeah.
So, but... So we had nothing to do. I've always been a nerd. I've always been a fan of Batman. And we were bored. And one day I wrote a story. Wrote a full script for a story. And then it became, oh, we're going to make a fan film. Long story short, we need suits for this fan film. And I'm so glad these pictures are gone somewhere because like it's like Walmart spandex tops nice. And bottoms with like a really legitimately the gauntlets, right?
Oh, God.
I took floor mats from cars and cut them up.
Nice.
And then like
Martha Stewart.
So it started there and I built a suit for that. And then my wife wanted to do a Harley Quinn and my wife really got into it. And at that point I had sewn a little bit as a kid with my grandma making Rey Mysterio mask. And I was a big fan of that, but I hadn't sewn for years. And then she started needing stuff and that shit's expensive.
Yeah.
Like costumes on average can run anywhere from $5,000 or from 500 to 5 grand.
Yeah.
And we have Ric Flair strutting out here looking like a million bucks.
Yeah, platinum blonde hair. I like the storyline with like Lacey is like Anna stepmom.
What is it? Anna Nicole Smith or what's that?
Yes. In the robe, brother. The heat.
Jesus.
Look at the strut. This is so fucked up.
Look at those shoes. They're like three sizes too big for her.
Yeah. Look at that. She almost slipped.
Oh, watch that step.
That's Charlotte Flair, like the greatest. There was like an article saying like, oh, she's getting heat for the way she's pushed. And I'm like, she's like top five in the world. Like Who cares, girls and dudes.
She's got nothing else to prove.
She's the best. She's the daughter of Ric Flair. One of the greatest.
That's my favorite thing with people like, oh, well, they're getting pushed to the moon. They get heat. They don't give a shit.
Yeah they're getting paid, they're brother.
Getting paid. Dude. We're getting to do something we love. I don't give a damn.
You mean I'm losing matches?
You're going to pay me.
It's a little violin for you?
A little bit of the violin.
A little Krusty Krab.
So it's very expensive, you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, I'm very cheap on almost everything in life.
Same.
Like, man. I don't like spending money. I panic over, like, little things.
Super size.
You got to be cheaper to keep it, right?
Yeah. When it got to the point of, like, oh, well, if I want a really nice movie replica bat suit, the mask for the suit, on average, is about $250.
Ooh, punch me in the face.
I've got, like, 12 of those at home now. But
Punch me 12 times.
Wow. I bought the first one. I was like, okay, I can understand the quality. And I'll never forget the first one. I was sitting at McDonald's. I looked at my wife and I'm like, we got a pretty good paycheck. Maybe I'm going to buy this. And she's like, it's a lot. And I was like, yeah, it's a lot. I'm panicking. It's $250. That's a quarter of rent. But I ended up breaking down, bought it. And, after that I was like, I can't justify spending full money on this and became a maker and started figuring out how to make my own stuff. And then my wife was like, nobody makes capes. Nobody makes leather capes. And you do a really good one. And nobody in the market was doing it at the time. Everybody had kind of fallen off and they moved on to like what's known as latex capes. And those things like $600 a pop. Ridiculous.
Goodness.
So I picked up on doing leather capes. I said, well, I'll just try a small run. We'll invest. We'll buy a machine, do whatever, try a small run, invested like, I think like $500. Actually, my wife invested. I didn't even invest. She had that much faith. She's like, no, you got this. I put up a cape run for $500, $200 a spot, sold out in 5 minutes.
Damn.
And I was like, okay. And then I put up another run and then it just went. I've made, I think last time I tried to count, somewhere in the range of 600 capes.
Oh, that's damn. Shit.
All over the world.
So when you made your first bat suit, how long did you keep it on for? I'm sorry. I'm acting like first grade Crescent
Chair. No. I wore it for a while because that one was easy to wear and I didn't have the muscle suit and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just spandex. The first time I got an official suit with like where you have so... Quick rundown on most bat suits, like a really nice one. You're going to have a spandex layer, muscles glued to that made of foam, then an outer layer, then your cape, then your cowl, then all your stuff. And all your accessories are made of just rubber. Mm-hmm. So it's
hot.
Unbelievably hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot of layers, man.
So, and I'm fat.
And I was going to say,
I'm fat.
My temperature runs at a high level anyway. Like I'm sweating. When we lived in Colorado, it's snowing. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. Like this is nice.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, it's unbelievably hot. So you'll get into that. And some guys run like an hour. And like when we do cons now, max I've been at is 3 hours at that point. You mind as well.
I'm not worth 10 pounds.
Yeah. Like you literally, when you take off the cowl, it'll be filled with sweat.
Like why'd I do this shit?
So no Under Armour under that to like collect the sweat?
You can, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like it's just, you can wring it out. It's disgusting.
What is your dream suit?
I own it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, fuck you, Izzy.
Fuck me. I don't know what this is, but hit me with it.
Oh, shoot, brother. So, stupid ass question.
What? Fat fuck.
Can I
go eat a fucking burrito? Because you ain't listening. Take the fucking gravy out your ears, you fat piece of shit.
This is getting uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, man.
Yeah. So I'm sure growing up, you guys watched the animated series of Batman, the '90s one. Duh.
I've never seen it.
Okay, well, you're a piece of dog shit.
I've only seen every episode, but
okay, like that was my end-all, be-all Batman. I made that suit, got that done, and I actually shot it and met Kevin Conroy
in that suit.
And there's a photo of us together. He tweeted up and did all that jazz, and everybody
was, this fucking jabroni did.
The fucking rub.
So that was good, but what really started me in the business of costumes was... Have you guys seen Batman versus Superman, the 2016 Zack Snyder movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. that Ben Affleck. I was like, this is everything I've ever wanted to be. It's dark. He's big. He's fat. It's Jacked. Dark Knight Returns. I'm like, this is Batman.
Yes.
So that started a huge surge in the cosplay business. And I was like, oh, that's the suit I need. And I've went through, I counted this the other day because my wife thought it was hilarious. 15 versions of that. Like, I started out at the base level with the cheapest one. Then I build up to the next one to the point where I've now have every top of the line quality one you can have piece, gauntlets, gloves, boots, everything top of the line. I did the math and I was like, everything I've done is like trading or somebody needed a cape. I'd trade them for the outer skin and I just pieced it together. And, that suit, if you want to buy it brand new, every piece, it'd be about $3,500. I spent $250 on everything, and I'm proud of that.
That's amazing. I'm balling on a budget. I'm a
fucking hustler.
Do you go back and wear it?
It's in my bat cave right now. That sounded. Oh. I didn't like that at all.
That was cool as fuck. Give me the thing. The
what is it?
Anything? That one. The green. Yes. Perfect.
It was in my putty patrol.
We gotta work on our sound bites, but yes, that's. Fucking cool. Own that shit. Every man's dream to have a bat cave.
So me and Daniel Starling agreed that your home is the coolest home we've ever been to.
I haven't been invited. Why is that?
You, that's a lie. You've been invited, that's right, but you that's didn't come.
Yeah.
Right. I was doing a lot of coming over there.
Oh, a lot of coming, brother.
I went over to this guy's house, right? And so I walk in and I'm like, I swear to God, you walk in and you're just like, this is why he's fucking so fucking cool. A, you like immediately see where his like computer desk is. Mm-hmm. And then it has like that big bat suit
on display. On display. With the light up top.
And then it has like
voice activation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And the lights change and shit. And it has like a bat, like, I guess he made like rock on the wall. So it looks like a cave.
Ah.
And then to the left, this is very exquisite figure collection.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I've seen the figs.
Tell us about
those. I've seen the figs,
tell us about
brother.
The figs, dude. And I'm not talking about Fig Newtons. Tell us.
Man. I've been a collector for figures my whole life. I started in the Jack Specific line back in the day with, like, Maximum Sweat and all those guys. I had some LJNs, like, that I was able to collect. But when Mattel came out with figures, it was, like, these really highly detailed stuff. And I started, that was right when I got back into wrestling. Because for a long time, for about 7-year period, I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah,
like, this is for nerds.
Yeah, a lot of people go in and out.
Idiots. But I fell back in love with it. I came back really strong when Ziggler was coming back in. Mm-hmm. Like, really hitting his stride. And so I started collecting. The first figure I bought was a basic Randy Orton. Like, basic series 8. Think is something like that. And then the second figure I got really got me started was a CM Punk in his Chicago attire, which I still have, which is some sort of money at this point.
Yeah.
But I just went and I would buy it here and there. I'm really sad to say this year's been really bad. I've spent like a ridiculous amount of money.
You
on
might
figures.
Have a problem.
Yeah. Like, dude, I've got pre-orders for all these figures and I never pre-ordered anything. Yeah. And now I'm like, I had the Ultimate Editions pre-ordered. I had everything pre-ordered. And I looked at my wife and I was like, I got to stop. Like, I'm running out of shelves.
I have a problem.
Now you got plenty of shelves, brother. You just make the room.
That's it. You just build it.
Yeah.
If they build it.
How many shelves you say you got on there?
I have 2 full bookcases of wrestling figures right now. And some are in storage. And that doesn't include my accessories and my
Imagine
arena.
Imagine your entertainment center. Remember back in the days, like, the adults had, like, the entertainment center that was just bookshelves and then the TV was in the center, right?
Yeah. That's what mine
those
is.
Those
right
old
now.
School ones. That. Oh, okay. Those big shits.
Oh, okay.
Those big ass.
Hold on. I'll give you a great example. So I built my shelves so they have glass doors because the shit can't get dusty. So on the left side, we have 2 full 30-inch wide. So that makes 60 inches on one side. I had to build it, so I know the measurements.
Oh, look at this,
anyway, they're
man.
6 feet tall. And so they're stacked top to bottom with action figures on that side of wrestling figures. On the right side, we've got my Batman figures, my 1990s TMNT NECA figures, which I'm so proud of.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the picture of those.
I wouldn't, like, let's just say, let's put it this way, right? If there were ever a, what's that called?
Goldberg.
The movie where they swap, right? Like, we just swap families, right?
Yes.
So you and your wife just take care of my kids for the rest of your lives, and you're fucked. And me and my wife just swap, and we go to your house. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy as shit.
You get stuck. Yeah, with
you'd be
kids.
Fucked though. You'd be guys would be making minimum wage. You know, fucking clawing and fucking.
I'll restart. I'll just grab a sewing machine. We'll get rolling.
All right, Batman. He's like,
good luck, you fat fuck.
I kind of want a superhero suit now. So let's say I want to buy a superhero suit. Let's say. Green Lantern.
Ooh.
Are we doing top to bottom?
Yes.
Muscle suit included?
Come on.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Not at all.
You want basic spandex or textured spandex?
Textured.
Oh, boy.
All right. Already uncomfortable.
Okay. Hold on. Let me do some quick math in my head. I was homeschooled. Give me 1 second. Boom, 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 boom. You're looking at about, with the boots, that's an extra 100.
800.
I'm just making up noise because I don't know what I'm doing.
I like that.
Probably about 16.
Okay.
So not too horrible, but
16.
You don't have a cape
100?
On that, which is saving you a lot.
You're
a cape's
saying
about 300.
You're saying 1,600, right? 100,
yeah, 100%.
Okay, all right. I was like 16,000? Hold on now.
No, 16. If it was 16, if I was making 16 grand a suit,
I wouldn't be
taking bumps.
They wouldn't be here.
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah, you us common folk.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
What is like the common mistake? So when someone goes to acquire some of the gear, what is like the biggest pet peeve of yours when they're like, hey man, so I have this idea.
Yes.
Okay, look, I'll be
Let's
straight
wrap
up with
the
you
show. Yeah, I want to hear all that.
I've got like 20 minutes of rant to give here. My favorite message is, oh my god, like, listen, I understand people are curious about custom pricing,
of course.
I don't give a fuck who you are. If you message me and say, hey yo, what's your price for custom gear, I don't fucking know. What gear do you want? What style of tights? Do you have a logo? Do you want a name?
Specific people. Like,
I get at least 12 of those a day. And like it takes, and I get to a point where I just have to like back away and be like, I'm okay. I can handle this.
I'm okay. I'm
not
going
to be a dick to this person because they don't understand. And then I have to send the long, I've just made a copy and paste message.
Smart man.
Like,
smart
hey, man. Here's what I need to know. I can give you a rough estimate if you let me know some of the things, but without logos or designs or. And my favorite is people come to me and like, they're like, here's my idea for my character. I want you to draw it up. That's great. Give me a rough estimate of what you want to do, what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll draw up some gear. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
So my least favorite is when they're like, I have no clue what I am, what I'm doing.
Fuck.
Here's my name I'm thinking, and it normally has some sort of like a
death machine.
Yeah, or like something involving flames.
I was just going to say fire flame right
fire
after
you.
Death machine and fire
so
flame.
Who are you? I'm Harlem Heat, brother.
I'm all the heat. The heat man.
So, and then you're like, yeah, I figured out. Immediately, okay, well, we're going to do black with some sort of flame and something like it's.
The flames, brother.
Yeah, there's. And I'm.
The flame gimmicks.
This goes directly out to Daniel Starling.
Starling. Okay, what's your favorite horror film?
Thank God we got some original trunk designs for him because, like, basic trunks with your name on the ass is very overdone.
Get your shit together, Starling.
Come on, Daniel. So, like,
get it on your ding dong.
Jesus.
No, but now we've got, like, a custom design. I love how the stars wrap. Like, it's a really cool look now. But, like, for a while, they were good.
Yeah.
They're solid looking. They're as nice as they can be made.
Yeah.
Like, everything's triple stitched, and I spent the money on the sewing machines, and I did everything I could. But, like, side stripes and Starling on the ass is and he'll tell you the same thing.
Starling. I want you to give us your favorite horror film before we leave. Because I know you're a big fan of horror films.
Oh, that's hard. Okay, I'm going to have to go with two.
Okay.
So there's one that terrified me as a kid. Like, to this, until I watched the special features when I was 15, and I was a big-ass 15-year-old, okay?
You're a big-ass guy now. How old are you?
Yeah, but at 18, to like 17 to 18, I dropped down to like 180 pounds. At this time, I was still fat.
Nah,
all right, I was still a big dude. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2004, 2003, the release, scared the shit out of me up until I saw the special features and saw the guy that played him. Ever since then, I haven't seen another movie that scared me or rattled me or anything, which really sucks.
Right.
But my favorite movie is the 2009 release of the Jason movie.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I spacing on the name of the movie? Friday the 13th. Yeah. What am I doing? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Jason,
me
a Jason movie. The 13th. Yeah.
Like my brain like went, but I have that full replica of that Jason in my house. when you can take the mask off and he's got the eye hanging out.
Mm,
and oh my God. I think I showed you the trailer when you were over there.
Not me. He's pointing at Isaiah.
Oh my God. Shit. So Isaiah's over my house and I was like, yeah, you know the movie. He's like, I don't know if I've seen it. I was like, you've never seen Jason run? I was like, dude, Jason running is the most terrifying thing you'll ever see because him appearing places, yeah, fuck you, whatever, you're a piece of shit. You've got magical powers. But that big bastard running
brother.
Oh my God. That you couldn't have fit a quarter through my asshole.
It was the equivalent of like we've talked about where there's fucking like you got your walker zombies and then you got your fucking I Am Legend zombies. You're like, fuck. Oh,
Dawn of the Dead zombies.
I'm gonna be dead.
Shit out of
I'm
me.
Immediately dead because I'm fat and slow. So
yeah, you're definitely
I'm gonna be the guy who's Shane and Walking Dead shot. You know, just so you
can leave behind. I can creep a little bit, but then like you might hear the
I can run really fast, really short.
All right, like, I'm gonna run the fuck out these stairs.
You scare me? I'm quick. All right.
Fastest
not
man.
Not for long.
Not for long, though. Not for long.
Fastest man for 6 seconds.
I'm the fattest man for 6 seconds.
So, really quick, what's your rate for gear?
No, man.
No, we're going to wrap
this up. Give us your information, man. Where can we find you, social media?
I wanted to cover. We're going to have you back on the show.
Yeah, I'll do a million of these. I'd be more than happy to.
Yeah, because we sat at Applebee's one day, and let me tell you. Isaiah,
hey,
the 2 hour ride home.
2 hours
was
just laughing, man.
Dying.
Yeah. I want to go on record and saying I started the Ronnie Bass Jr.
Yes.
At that.
Was it really? I could have sworn it was.
It was between him
and. I remember the dance.
Because we went outside.
It
and
was.
I said, yo.
He said, here's what we should Logan do. Said, I tell you what.
We should team up. What?
You'll be Starling. I'll be Ronnie Bass Jr.
Ronnie Bass Jr.
And then I started doing the full comeback and gimmick.
Yep.
And you were like, yeah, and then I'll do this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you snowballed. Guys stole it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, we're fucking thieves.
Thieves, apparently.
So
here.
We're going to credit the big old Ronnie Bass bit to Ronnie Bass Jr.
JCJ.
To JCJ, man. You, I might have been. Wasn't I drinking then? No, I was driving. You were drinking.
No, you were drinking.
You were smacked. And then you know what? Hold on. One more thing I got to cover before I get over my
hold
instance.
On. No,
you guys are really mean, okay?
Wait what? A minute.
Hold on. Us? So we're at Applebee's, right? And you judgmental fucks.
Yeah.
All right. We're at Applebee's, right? Mm. Everybody gets their plate, okay?
Yeah.
Everything's fine. So I had a show. It was a great match. I was psyched. So I ordered mozzarella sticks.
Uh-oh.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
And then a chicken tender platter. So when they brought out the mozzarella sticks and hot wings, everybody's like, oh, that's all you're eating. That's cool. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Right. Then they bring out the chicken tender plate. Nova looks at me and is like, you fat fuck.
That's what Nova said.
What?
Nova said that, not me.
As I was eating the pretzel sticks.
Isaiah's the only guy that was like, when I was in a panic and it was Dr. Pepper or Pepsi, he pulls them up, sniffs them, and goes, no, there you go. That's Pepsi.
Well, yeah. He was trying to get into your entree. He was trying to get some of the appetizers.
I was like, Cody, don't feel bad, buddy. I can smell the difference between Pepsi and Dr. Pepper, so I'm fat.
That's his superpower. He can tell the difference between Pepsi and Dr. Pepper.
Talk about useless skills in the world, right?
Had like one good whiff, and it was just like, bro, you're good.
That's
it. Yeah, he was
good,
trying to
man.
Get in. He was trying to get into those mozzarella
that's his
sticks.
Superhero thing. That was the most impressive thing for him to be like, nah. Like I was like in a panic because I was like, if I drink Dr. Pepper, I'm gonna gag and puke.
Yeah,
I can't.
That medicine
I
shit.
Hate it.
Yeah.
And he's like, hold on, give me 1 second. He grabs that thing. He did like this. This
it's like that wine
menacing stare. No. The blue steel.
He was looking at him.
Blue steel.
We made eye contact.
That's Dr. Pepper.
Time slowed down. Yeah. Time slowed down. He just
that's the stuff. That's it.
And it slid it perfectly in your hand.
Licked my lips and called it a night.
Yes. Check, please.
Yes.
But so, I'm taking these home.
So JCJ Gear Maker. What? There's
where
two of
them. Where do we find you?
Okay, so on Facebook, I'm John Cody Jenkins. You can figure out how to spell it. On Instagram,
John Cody Jenkins.
I am JCJ Gear. That's going to be the easiest thing to follow. If you want to follow my Maker Studio, you can. That's on YouTube. That's JCJ Maker Studio, and it's also on Instagram. That my Maker Studio kind of covers everything, which includes the costuming and what do?
The gimmicks.
Yeah,
the gimmicks,
the gimmicks
brother.
The gimmicks. So,
the gimmicks, brother.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you can follow me on all those places. Or you don't have to because it's pretty boring and you're going to see a lot of... just a lot
that's of fascinating.
Spandex.
People should like look into it. Like understand,
I've
like
found
for me,
it.
Artists, like... If you want to critique somebody or complain about what somebody's wearing and shit like that, like learn how it's made. Yeah. At least, learn, you know, learn what these people go through before you like really question. Cause like when I first asked you for gear, I was like, I got to come prepared. I don't want to waste this man's time. He's making so much gear. Like, and they were like, somebody was telling me Starling was just like, get it now.
Yeah.
Before it's gone. Yeah, and I was just like, before they burn him out. And I was just like, oh, oh, I got scared. So I remember like, I went to Buckshot, got, a picture of the gear I wanted made. Uh-huh. I got it through him, and then like I sat next to you, which was I think Lethal Mania.
Yep.
And I was like, "Look, I'm already prepared. Like, can I get like an estimate on this right here? What do you think? It's 3-piece, 4-piece, or something like that?"
Yeah. And you were like, "Yeah, this is what I want." And I was like, and I looked at it, I was like, "Man," and I always hate to give like a really high price because I always feel so bad because I'm like and I try to work it out, especially for, you know, for friends and people that I know and people that are willing to help out and the nice guys. Like if you're an asshole, yeah, sure, pay full price, do whatever. But I always try to help out and do what I can. But man, when you showed me that, I was like, oh, that's a lot of work.
Tell them what I said after.
And then I was like, what did you say after?
I was like, I have it now.
Oh, let's right. That's always the craziest thing to me.
Okay, but let me tell you, Nova's the type of guy who when he goes to work and he's booked at a wrestling show, he'll pay for a fucking ticket.
Well, yeah, I'd like to
So if Nova doesn't count.
Well,
he'll pay for everybody. Yeah. Nova's the guy we want to deal with.
Hold on.
Having our own business, that's the guy we want. Everybody else is a fucking headache to deal with. When you mention money... Oh my God!
Oh, I gotta pay for this.
Yeah,
I pay to be on this show, guys.
How much are your photos? Oh, it's this much. Oh well, this guy does it. Well, that's a good price. Don't get it done by him.
Yeah, you are so under the prices you charge. If I was running your business, if I was in charge, I'd be like, "Listen here, you motherfucker.
We gotta change this.
This
shit,
is
brother.
Getting rated up because of all the shit. How well you do shit." I mean, that's like even with me making gear. There's always room to improve and do stuff better. Like, right. I look at the gear I started with, and I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
Why did I pick that color, or why did I let that guy do that?
Lilac?
Yeah. Ew. Ugh. Yeah. Like, Starling's first pair of trunks that got totaled in his Kia.
Yeah,
he never got out.
Starling.
Those were god-awful. Mm. Horrible fucking trunks. I'll never forget. Jay Lethal looked at him and goes, Lilac? I mean, they're not bad, but... I wouldn't wear them. And I was like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah. Say they're bad.
I rated my gear and my stuff whenever I'd hand it to guys like Merc and Jay, and they would be like, yeah, that's really nice. You know, whenever, once I started getting that, I was like, okay, I found this out. And I started doing stuff. And there's some other gear makers that, you know, do really top notch work. Mm-hmm. There's like, I'll say them out loud, Main Event Gear, Break Night Creative. They do all this amazing stuff. Jolene, you know, there's so many people that do all these amazing gears. That when I was like, is there room for me here? Is there room for me in Tampa? But it was just,
I never heard that before.
We're looking out the window.
You in photos.
No. So,
yeah, you said, I remember you saying.
I'm the only one in Tampa.
Well, I'm just saying now, like, as far as when you first started, the market was different.
It was. I mean, because it's like, I mean, I truly respect all the photographers out there and all this jazz. I mean, but.
Besides the one that royally suck ass.
Yeah.
JC Wilt. Name it.
It just
I'm going to name fuck.
It becomes like so hard. Like when you're out here trying to make a living, you're trying to make, you know, pay the bills and all that jazz. And you got your guys like that who just come out here and they shoot for free. But we got the cheap guys who are. And I honestly, I had a talk with my wife, and I really debated on just not focusing so much on wrestling anymore. Mm-hmm. It's my niche. It really is my niche. It's my go-to, really. But just because, like, the work in the shows, I don't think I'm going to work shows. I'm not going to shoot shows. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not effective.
Punch me in the face.
Dude, I went out to...
Goldberg.
GCW, and I shot video, whatever, for the two-hour drive, and I got paid and stuff, and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I'd rather just sit here at home and make my $75 for 10 photos and then rock and roll. You know?
I've told like at least 20 people about you and like doing costuming photography. Mm-hmm. And I told them your price and they're like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. I'm like, no, that's legitimately what it is. And I sent them the photos that you did for my wife. And she like, oh my God, just it's so ridiculously cheap. Like, and that's the other thing, like running your own business, and you can relate to this. It's so hard to price yourself out.
Yeah.
And once you get to a point, you kind of know your thing. Like I know my gear can range here and there, and depending on the person, you know, it can range how it goes, but getting your price point just right without underselling yourself and then being like, no, I'm a fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm going to charge you know, $700 to shoot you 10 photos.
Yeah.
Like there's a fine line of getting there. Like, I think you're way too cheap. I mean, unless you're doing it for me and then.
Yeah, of course. No. Hey, hello. Man. Brother rates.
No, hey, brother. I hate that too.
Hey, dude.
I hate that brother rate shit. Cause people always be that. You don't even know these people. And they're like, oh yeah, you're the guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, brother rate. Come on. No, man, fuck you.
Come on. Man. Come on.
I've had people come up to me and tell me, oh, you're that Iraya's guy. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, you're me and Nova are real cool. Oh.
Fuck no, bro.
It's not gonna. Don't you worry about that.
Nah, you need to tell me this, man. But ask me what's my rate.
What's your rate?
All of it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have. Hit it.